While we worked in the kitchen, Alfreda talked to me about celebrities, actors, even minor movie stars who had made stage appearances in the city where she lived. In a lowered voice, still broken by wildly disrespectful laughter, she told me stories of their bad behavior, the rumors of private scandals that had never made it into the magazines. She mentioned queers, man-made bosoms, household triangles, all things that I had found hints of in my reading, but felt giddy to hear about, even at third or fourth hand, in real life. Alfreda's teeth always got my attention, so that even in these confidential recitals, I sometimes lost track of what was being said. Those teeth that were left across the front were each of a slightly different color, no two alike. Some, with a fairly strong enamel, tended toward shades of dark ivory. Others were opalescent, shadowed with lilac, and giving out fish flashes of silver rims, occasionally a gleam of gold. People's teeth in those days seldom made such a solid, handsome show as they do now, unless they were false. But these teeth of Alfreda's were unusual in their individuality, clear separation, and large size. When Alfreda let out some jibe that was especially knowingly outrageous, they seemed to leap to the fore like a palace guard, like jolly spear fighters.
"She always did have trouble with her teeth," the aunt said. "She had that abscess, remember? The poison went all through her system."
How like them, I thought, to toss aside Alfreda's wit and style and turn her teeth into a sorry problem.